You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Morning, Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning.
And Simo, I committed one of your cardinal sins last night.
Oh, really?
By having breakfast foods at dinner time.
What did you go with? The Cocoa Pops?
No, I'm just with a bacon egg sandwich.
Oh, really?
Can't beat it. See, I think that bacon egg sandwiches, in fact, breakfast foods at any time of the day is brilliant.
You just whack anything between bread, though. Bread at any time of the day is good.
That is also a very good point you raise. Even Cocoa Pops between bread, not gonna lie. I'm feeling a bit peckish. It's looking quite attractive.
So, I mean, bread's kind of timeless in that way.
Yes, bread is timeless.
Yeah, it's like, apart from when it does go out of date.
Yeah, apart from when its time is up, it is timeless.
Jonas Brothers kicking off our time together. What a Man Gotta Do. New music, massive show. Snow Viver, the finale of our Radio Survivor, is happening.
Go out.
660, that was the greatest Snow FM breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Isuzu Ute. It's 20 minutes gone past 6. And talking the filters, the images, the Instagram and the Facebook, you can make yourself look, you know, like something else completely different.
Yeah, so when you take a picture on a lot of these social medias, it kind of scans your face so it knows where your eyes, your nose, your mouth is.
Yeah.
And that way it can animate you perhaps wearing a silly hat or having silly sunglasses or a big beard or something along those lines. And you send them to your friends and hilarity ensues.
And typically a few beverages are normally involved. There's also, there's one that gets used a lot, which is like, there's the mask, I think I've seen a fair bit.
Mm.
People kind of like, makes them look like they've got like one of those, what are they, like carpenter's masks on for the front of the face? Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I mean, there's loads.
There's so many.
Used a lot.
And you also would have seen how Facebook Live is used in a lot of different scenarios now. Lots of news reporting goes down in the Facebook Live component.
I think I can see where this is going.
So what happened yesterday, this has done the rounds online and gone viral because a television news reporter, he accidentally turned on the animated facial filters during a live Facebook news report. His name's Justin Hinton, and he was reporting on recent snowfall in his area when he didn't realise he was speaking to a camera that had a face-filtered activation, and basically it then began to scale through a whole bunch of different facial features.
Oh, so it's not just one, so it kind of...
That's right. He was trying to do a weather report, and all of a sudden, he's got an animated gold medal around his neck.
Maybe it's just the best damn weather report there is.
The next thing you know, he was doing some weights in the gym with snowfall behind him.
Again, when you're a weatherman, you don't have time to go to the gym. You've got to, like, combine, you know, you just got to pump out this weather report and just do a couple of weights.
That one's my favourite.
What was that one?
It's the beard and the hat makes him look like Gandalf.
Well, I mean, he was just perhaps on his way to a dress like Dumbledore party. He kind of had to, you know, combine weights and the gold medal and the Dumbledore party.
It was a magical snow report, that's for sure.
Why didn't the cameraman let him know or turn it back to normal?
Must be budget cuts. He was probably setting up the thing himself.
I see.
For this snow report, then all of a sudden he's accidentally clicked something he shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently everyone was watching. We had no idea that a random facial filter generator was turned on and began to scale through a whole bunch of looks, including from sunglasses and a fedora, googly eyes, cat ears, Looney Tunes character, Sylvester the Cat as well.
Mm. Just imagine the second that he kind of finishes this live broadcast.
Absolutely.
And like phones his director or something like that and go, yes, I just finished. It was pretty good. Yeah, nothing went wrong. And the director's like, yeah, about that.
We're going to rewatch this together.
Yeah, let's have a bit of a meeting, shall
we say. See if you notice anything that needs improvement.
I noticed one or two things. Just call me crazy. There was just a couple of things that caught my eye.
Colour Disclosure mixing that one up. That was Know Your Worth on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you. 23 minutes gone past 7.
And now, Simo, you know that I'm a massive fan of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise and all the other spin-offs that come with it.
Wherever anyone is dishing a rose or a sunflower in a room full of gowned persons, you are right there with a bucket of popcorn.
And when you say right there, you mean in my lounge room at home watching it on TV.
Yeah, in spirit though.
The bucket of popcorn was correct.
Yeah.
Well, Simo, a brand new iteration of The Bachelor has been released. It is going to happen in America.
Okay.
Meaning that if it's successful, it's hopefully going to get done here. But I don't know how I feel about this. I'm still a bit on the fence.
Okay.
So it's a Bachelor season. However, all the contestants are 65 and over.
Right on.
So it is a seniors Bachelor.
Yeah, old school.
They put out the casting call, said, right, if you are a senior and you're single and you want to be on The Bachelor, this is your chance. We are looking for seniors only. So unfortunately, you and me miss out, but we still get to watch at home with the popcorn.
At least it's a classier show. Although, now that I think about it,
yes.
if they're in their 60s, Married at First Sight makes a hell of a lot more sense because they've only got a certain amount of time left.
That is a good point.
So they should really be doing more shotgun weddings at that age.
Well, I mean, let's look at statistically the amount of bachelor couples that actually survive past a couple of months.
Yeah.
Very few.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But with the maths thing, Married at First Sight, I think that's more on brand for the older. So I think they might have picked the wrong show.
Well, again, with the maths thing, Married at First Sight, I mean, how many people are actually married after the show finishes? And the answer would be
absolutely no one.
Even less.
Yeah, no one. I think there's maybe one couple, but, you know, they're an older crowd. They know how it rolls. Plus, they've probably already been in unhappy marriages for 30-plus years.
Well, Simo, this one, The Bachelor, I don't know how it would work with older people. Because, like, whenever you watch an episode, yes, they do challenges and all this sort of stuff.
Mm.
But in the downtime, they're just all, like, chilling around the pool.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Or kind of just chilling and just having drinks and this sort of thing.
Isn't hometowns a big part of The Bachelor?
Mm.
So when they go and visit and meet the parents...
Yeah, that one could be a bit... Might want to skip that segment. That one could not work. But yeah, I don't know. With 65-year-old plus people, I don't know about you.
Hmm.
And no offense to anyone who's 65 and plus.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of them, I don't really want to watch you just sitting around a pool in your swimmers. It's probably not a good thing.
So why do you do it with the younger crowd? Why do you watch the younger people do it?
Oh, I mean, there's many
you've
been reasons.
Backed into a corner here.
I know. I'm just going to dig myself an even bigger hole.
Maybe they could do a role reversal. So instead of, you know, hometowns and meet the parents, hometowns and meet the grandkids and
that could work.
The nieces and the nephews.
But Simo, if it does come to Australia, who do you reckon the Bachelorette should be? We're looking for someone who is 65 years or older. I've got a very good idea about who would make a brilliant season of The Senior Bachelor.
Geez, Bert Newton's still married.
It's not Bert Newton.
Okay.
And also being in a relationship, now I think about it, this person is in a relationship, but we'll just ignore that.
Okay, who have you got?
Well, Simo, it's someone that's been on the show.
All right.
Someone that is related to you.
Oh, Oma.
Your grandmother, your Oma, she would be perfect.
That's not a bad idea.
Give her a call. Fly her to America. Get her on this show.
Marshmallow and Anne-Marie now. This is Friends. Snow FM Breakfast. Omar, straight up, that was Illy, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan waking you up this morning.
And now, Simo, I've never demolished a house before in my life, but one thing you do need to demolish a house is one of these.
I'd assume so.
And when you have a... You have to make sure that you are using the wrecking ball on the correct house.
Is that it? Was a wrecking ball involved?
Yes, one of these. Is involved. So this is a story about a house in America in Texas.
Okay.
Where a company that was in charge of demolishing houses made a little bit of a mistake.
Oh, they didn't knock down the wrong house.
They did knock down the wrong house.
Yeah.
Now, look, no one was in the house at the time. No one was injured, nothing like that. In fact, the house was empty. No one was actually living in the house. It was getting refurbished at the time.
Yeah.
But still, the demolishing company rocked up to the house, obviously for whatever reason, thought that this was the right house.
It's an easy mistake to make.
And just demolished someone's house!
Yeah, that's, that reminds me of, I've had the power cut to my house before, right? But they weren't, it was the wrong house.
Oh, I see.
And so...
Well, that's, I mean, admittedly that's never happened to me, but I assume that's just a case of a phone call being on hold for like 3 hours, and then eventually it got turned back on. Is that what happened?
No. So it was the ETSA guy. So effectively, someone hadn't paid their power bill, right? Mm. And they had a similar address to ours, but...
What do you mean similar?
Like very, very close. So I lived on a place called 13 Tilly Grove back in the day, and then the guy rocked up. He was supposed to cut the power to 13 Tilly Court.
Ah, okay, yeah. No, I see how the mistake has been made.
But the classic thing was that address it never existed to begin with.
Huh?
The court address that they had was actually inside a retirement village, so it wasn't an official address. So the entire time, some old geezer in the retirement home
had been
he'd been filling out, you know, this form of his power for this particular, whether it was probably provided by, so he's taken out a power plant.
Yeah, I was going to ask, if you're in like a retirement home, surely that's to taken care of by the people that run that.
But he's,
I think that's one of the perks of living in one of those type of facilities, is that you don't have to worry about stuff like that.
Whatever's gone on, he's obviously not been, this old geezer's not been happy with his power being provided to him, so he's taken out another plan, which has never taken an effect except cutting our power when he didn't pay.
Well, Simo, at least your house was still standing, which is not what this person's house was. I've actually got a quote here from the company that was demolishing the house.
Right.
They said, we made a mistake and thought we had the right property.
Yep. It's easy to do.
I mean, yes. I mean, if you're going to a friend's house and you never met them before, you accidentally knock on the wrong door. I understand how that can be easy to do, but if you just rock up with a big crane and a wrecking ball,
you do want to get all your ducks in a row, right?
I would hope that you've got, you've kind of gone, okay, so just before we knock down this house, let's just check.
I just had a brilliant idea. So, you know, like you're saying, you want to have all the ducks in the row. You want to do your due diligence.
Well, technically, you want to make sure there are no ducks nearby, because otherwise they'd get crushed by a falling wall.
But you know how surgeons, how they, because otherwise they'd be lobbing off the wrong arm, the wrong leg.
Yeah.
You know, so what they do in surgery is they get the pen, like the Sharpie out.
Yeah.
And they write, not this leg, or not this arm, not this head. Well, you haven't got two, but not whatever.
Not this head.
Yeah. So you know how, have you seen that? That's what they do
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
So I mean, I wasn't going for any surgery, but this hasn't instilled confidence in me.
So if they've got to chop off an arm, you know, just to 100% make sure they get the right arm before the operation, Sharpie is got out and they write on the arm.
I mean,
not
it
this
makes
arm.
Sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't really fill me with confidence.
So then what they should do is they should start...
Or just get a Sharpie out right on the front door.
On the houses, yeah.
Not this house. Well, Simo, this house was actually bright pink, so maybe they thought someone had just gone over it with a highlighter.
Yeah, either that or they just didn't like the colour scheme.
I mean, again, I don't think that's how they should demolish houses.
They're
should on the... be driving down the street going, you know what, pink doesn't really work for me.
That's got to go.
It's got to go. It's ruining the ambiance of the neighbourhood.
How good is that?
How good is that? We ask the question and we determine how good something is.
If it's even good at all, it could be terrible.
Sometimes they're tragic.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've had in the past, some yogurt, some yoga.
Yeah, doing yoga was one that we had yesterday. These are kind of moral conundrums that we kind of face in our day-to-day life. But things that some people love doing, some people hate doing. You can play along as well if you hear something that you've got an opinion on. 64572977. Give us a call.
Yeah, because your mates might do this and you might be like, ugh, I hate it when they do this.
Exactly.
Here is the one for today.
Throwing paper planes in school. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes.
Big yes. What's your reasoning?
One, it's fun.
That's it.
And it gives you something to do. Now that I'm not in school, I can say this. It gives you something to do to kind of pass the time during the more boring parts of school.
We did this actually in class.
That's class.
Where we had to develop a aeroplane that would, you know, fly quite well. But then we also...
That's one of the major briefs of aeroplane. You know, I'm not just ringing up Boeing or Airbus and going, oh yeah, hey, do you guys have a plane that can, you know... fly?
Yeah, you also had to put together a brief, like at school, it was actually in a lesson where you had to go up to the front of the class and tell us all why your paper aeroplane was better or more superior than everyone else's, like a pitch.
I mean, could you not just make it and throw it and go, oh, Jono's went the furthest, that one's the best.
Well, it's funny you say that because that definitely came into it.
Okay.
Throwing the aeroplane and then kind of, you know, you've taken on the pitch and you're like, oh, that's quite good, quite a good sell of that paper aeroplane.
Mm-hmm.
And then they throw it and you're like, oh, it's flown quite well. That is quite a good paper aeroplane.
Boeing, sign me up.
Yeah, future aeronautical engineers there.
NASA, if you're watching, watch this stuff.
But my friend Kian, German, right? German engineering.
Mm-hmm.
He's over-engineered his aeroplane in school. We would have been in year 8 or something like that.
Did he give it an engine or something?
No, it's just everything had a reason. The way it was folded, aerodynamics. It was going to be the greatest aeroplane that you have ever seen. Paper aeroplane, it was far superior to anything you or I could think of building, let alone create. So he's really sold us how brilliant this paper aeroplane is. He's even coloured it in and looks so sleek. And it's like, it's German. Oh. It's German engineering. It's like, he should be, you know, you think he's going to be working for Audi in the future.
Mm.
They don't make, what is it?
Make planes. He's going to be working for a company that specifically don't make planes.
But what's their tagline? Their tagline is, we don't make cars, we make jets. So it's like that kind of...
Is that their tagline? Because, I mean, I'm not sure, but Audi, I'm pretty sure you do make cars. I've seen a couple on the roads around.
It's the principle.
I see.
So he's done the sell. We're all in the palm of his hand. We're like, oh, he's hands down. He's won this. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, throw it. We want to see how wickedly cool this is going to be. He pleases the crowd immensely. He throws the aeroplane, launches it, and it does a full 360 like flip, like on itself,
mm-hmm.
like out of Top Gun. You know, when it goes up?
Yeah.
And then... Well, it's gone. It's come flown right back around and smacked him square in the face, straight in the eye.
Ooh.
Ooh, the class was, yeah, it had that eerie silence about it.
But now, years later, hysterically funny.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess test your things before you have, you know, if you're going to sell a product, make sure you know the product well.
And make sure you wear protective eyewear before throwing all paper planes.
That is how good is that for your Thursday. Now, Pink, make a few paper airplanes today, why don't you?
Actually, you've got a couple of pieces of paper here.
Yeah.
But should I just do the stock standard, like, Concorde design, you reckon?
Das Auto. Gia Pharrell, hit me up on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan with you. Just hit 9:15 for your Thursday.
And Simo, want to chat pizza? Because a guy has proposed to his girlfriend. It's gone viral online. They posted the pictures and it all involves pizza and their local pizza shop.
Oh, okay. So they got a local business involved.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So this happened in the UK. So a guy phoned up his local pizza shop to order a pizza.
Okay, fair enough.
The traditional way.
Yes.
However, he made a little bit of a special request and asked, oh, by the way, on the box lid just underneath, so when you open it, can you just write on in a pen, Rebecca, will you marry me? ? And that pizza.
Yeah.
Just draw a ? Of pepperoni in it as well.
Legit?
Yeah, legit.
Okay, right. And how did that go down? Did the... So it was delivered?
Yeah, pizza was home, was delivered mate. At home. So Rebecca in question opened up the pizza box, read that, saw the pepperoni ? Turned around to her partner, and the partner was down on one knee with a ring. It's very romantic, and of course she said yes.
I thought he was down on one knee with like a face full of pizza.
I mean, that could be the case.
It is also a really big responsibility for the young pizza driver who's on minimum wage.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get your orders confused.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to get your orders confused at the best of times.
That's so good.
But imagine just old mate down the road who's just ordered some pizza on a Friday night because he can't be bothered cooking and just opens up and says, will you marry me? And then he kind of looks at the pizza delivery guy and like, I don't even know your name, so this is going to be, we're going to need to, you know, get a bit further on. But anyway, the pizza he chose was a bit of a controversial one.
Mm.
He chose ham and pineapple.
Oh.
Ham and pineapple with the salami ? On top. Now, a couple of things. Number one, do you reckon he had to pay extra for the salami, or do you reckon, you know what, it's a special occasion, the pizzeria, we'll just throw it all in free.
You just do it, I reckon.
And number two, ham and pineapple on a pizza. Like, we've discussed this thousands of times before. You and I are both in the no category.
No.
For pineapple. I mean, it could break a relationship, let's face it.
I agree, but I mean, you'd probably be aware of her tastes by that time.
I mean, you'd hope so, that by that stage of the relationship, when you're getting to a stage that you're going to ask her to marry, you would have thought that the whole pineapple debate would have been covered, we would have ticked that box, and we would have moved on.
Is that where we're at now? Like, the Netflix culture has just reached that point now where you get a pizza delivered and then your next minute you're hitched?
Well, if the pizza says, will you marry me on it, and you actually ask them to,
yeah,
you actually ask the pizza chain to do that, well, then yes. But no confirm. Not sure whether they went and just chilled out and watched Netflix immediately after this.
Like you say, big risk, like with the pizza delivery boy.
Mm.
Minimum wage, not that concerned with the address, nor, you know, he just wants to make his coin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he rolls up to a house where, you know, it could be a first date, could be the first time you bring someone home, and then like, oh, yes, brilliant, I didn't order this pizza, but, yeah, I'll take it, because you haven't looked under the lid, right?
Mm, yeah.
You're a champion. You're like, oh, yeah, like, you know, that's how, you didn't even see me order this pizza, and yet it has arrived.
And also, it is risky going with pizza, because I know whenever I get pizza delivered, I mean, as soon as I open the box, I'm not even looking at anything else in the room. You know, a lion could walk into the room. I wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
If there is a fresh, hot, delicious pizza there,
yeah,
that is my number one priority.
And
you could be three slices in until you look and go, Barry? What's this?
Yeah. Didn't look at the top of the box.
Probably should have. Always, that's the moral of the story. Always look at the top of the pizza box before you eat your pizza.
The next step up from that would be, what is the little thing that goes right in the middle of the pizza box?
Oh, the little plastic thing that stops the cheese going on the top.
That thing. Yeah, the next level up would be like if that starts to have like a custom area for a ring to sit right on that kind of...
Patent that, Simo. Get that copyrighted. We are so doing that.
You know, I don't want to say I'm a genius, but I'm a genius.
A very modest genius.
Sugar Ray now, every morning at Snow FM. Order a pizza, see what happens tonight. You never know, you could find the one. What goes around comes around. JT, Justin Timberlake, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we go now to something that happens every February that I actually tend to keep my eye on.
Right. What happens every February? Is there a big sporting event that happens?
Oh, it's kind of a sporting event.
Right.
Well,
it can't be footy. Footy season hasn't started. Cricket season's all wrapped up. The tennis is all finished.
Yeah.
There's really no sport on at the moment.
Well, there's a sporting festival happening in Mexico at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Happens every February. And it's called the Exploding Hammer Festival. Have time. Ever heard of it?
Well, I assume it's not MC Hammer that's exploding.
No. The Exploding Hammer Festival, it takes place every February. It involves people attaching a mix of sulfur and chlorate to the ends of sledgehammers.
Uh-huh.
And just going to town on the floor right in front of them.
I mean, safe is not the immediate word that springs to mind.
Oh, no, it's not safe at all. Basically, you bring the hammer down and then all of a sudden... It's great.
All right, who's let you in the 90s music folder again?
Yeah.
So is there any purpose to this exploding festival or just...
They do it for fun.
For fun? Because they can?
They smash hammers against rail beams, which are on the ground, mm-hmm. right? But on the hammers themselves, they've got this mix of, you know, sulfur and chlorate that hence explodes, creates a huge dust storm as well when they bring the hammer down and knocks them off their feet, and the sledgehammer goes flying in the air.
Again, all of these things do not scream safety to me.
Oh, no, not at all.
Like sledgehammers flying through the air.
Yeah.
Traditionally can end up very dangerous.
So no serious injuries, but 43 people were hurt yesterday at the festival.
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite famous, so, you know, I would get amongst that, I reckon, have a go.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing that this doesn't happen in Australia, otherwise there'd be, what, exploding hammers everywhere.
Hmm, how good is that?
Well, I mean, not if you're that guy that's on the screen there.
dear, I just don't know where that idea's come from.
I think it's been the idea of drink.
There's some beverages.
Hey, you know what would be good? There's someone just thought about like a 1 o'clock on a Friday morning or something.
After a whole bunch of Coronas.
Hey, you know what would be good? If we get hammers.
Yep.
And they explode.
Sounds genius to me. Sundance Kids, drive away. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan, 10 minutes on the way to 10.
And Simo, we have James Bond news.
The name is Bond, James Bond, 007, the man in the suit.
Yes, Simo, the world's greatest spy is coming back for a new movie, No Time to Die, a little bit later on this year.
License to Kill.
And now, Simo, you know that I've never seen a James Bond movie ever in my life.
You haven't seen many films. It is disturbing, but we've accepted you for who you are.
Well, Simo, there has been new information about the film No Time to Die, which has been released this morning.
Okay.
Which isn't...
The news, not the film, mind you.
No, the film has been released this morning. I assume there'd be quite a big bit of build-up It's not just on a Thursday morning at about 9 yeah. o'clock. Oh,
you know
yeah,
what?
There you go.
You know what? We'll put this out there.
You know, off you go, film. No, there's going to be a fair bit of build-up and posters and interviews and this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But no, Simo, the news is to do with the runtime.
Okay,
of
right.
the movie No Time to Die.
Mm.
It is now being confirmed that this new movie will be the longest James Bond movie ever.
Well, that's exciting.
The previous record was held by Spectre, which was just over 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Mm.
This one, No Time to Die, 2 hours and 45 minutes
wow.
long runtime. Almost 3 hours.
Hey, Jordan, who was Inspector? Who played James Bond Inspector?
Who was the Inspector?
Who was the Inspector? No, who played James Bond Inspector?
Look, I'm going to take a shot.
Yeah, go for it.
Daniel Craig.
Yes!
Here you go.
Wait, do you want to... you should probably get one of these. Here we go, Jordan. There you go.
Thank you. But Simo, this is, I mean, maybe just because I'm not a James Bond fan, and maybe there are people out there who are James Bond fans and are screaming at me.
Right.
But this doesn't make... If I know a movie is this long, I don't want to go and see it.
I think that's just the way it's going. Like, in regards to everything is becoming shorter and shorter, so, like, your videos online and your Netflix stuff. So cinema really only has one option.
Just to go longer and longer.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, no one's paying to go and see a movie that's 30 seconds long.
Exactly. So they're just like, fine, we'll go the other way. We'll go our own way.
We'll go exactly 180 degrees away from you in the opposite direction.
That's it. Where there's a fork in the road?
What?
You know, in life, when there's a fork in the road, one of you goes one way, one of you goes the other.
We're just, movies, like cinemas have just gone, we're leaving and we're taking James Bond with us.
Yeah, and then all the Netflix are like, oh, okay, we'll miss you, but we'll go down this
other shiny road with lots of money.
So I'm not surprised by the longer lengths of these films, if I'm honest.
But is that, because it's almost 3 hours. Like, if the movie, I mean, we don't know anything about the movie, it could be rubbish.
Mm.
And if it is, and you know it's rubbish after like the first half an hour, you're kind of sitting there going, we've still got over 2 hours this thing to go.
It's bigger meal deals, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. You'd have to pop out every now and again for popcorn, I guess.
Yeah, bigger popcorns.
But Simo, what's the longest movie you've ever seen? Have you ever seen anything that kind of breaches the two-hour mark?
Oh, yeah. So how long's Citizen Kane? That's got to be ancient.
No idea, never seen it.
Citizen Kane.
Ford vs. Ferrari was a long movie. That was over 2 hours. That was a good movie.
Kane. Simo
is just live Googling.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
much
so
shorter than,
close.
Much shorter than what I thought it was. I thought it was
just
over.
Under the two-hour mark.
Yeah.
But I remember a couple of years ago, I went and saw a movie that was about 3.5 hours long.
Oof.
It was actually close to 4 hours long. And it's weird when you go in and see a movie that long. Because this movie, it would have started at like 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
So you go and you've just had lunch and all this sort of stuff. And then you go in and watch this movie. And it was such an amazing movie. It was such a great movie. You kind of didn't feel like that long at all.
It's one of those things, though, that some movies seem longer than others for one very
that is a good
obvious
point.
Reason.
That is a good point. But this one, it was a really good movie. It didn't feel like it was 3.5, 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then you've walked out of the cinema at about 6 o'clock at night. But because you've walked in at lunchtime, my head's still in that lunchtime mode.
Yeah.
And you're kind of walking out and it takes you like a couple of seconds to adjust to go, hang on, wait, it's dark. Why is it dark? Why are those people over there eating dinner? What's going... Why do I have 1,000 notifications on my phone? What is going on?
A weird flex there, but okay. Have you ever done 2 films in a row in a cinema?
2 back-to-back?
Yeah.
I have, but I've gone out for a walk in between.
Oh, no, I went straight.
Did you go straight through?
I did straight.
Did you not have to go to the toilet after you've consumed that massive soft drink?
Yeah, but I didn't go outside for a walk.
How did you get to the toilet then? Did you just wheel me?
Oh, yeah. Catheter. Just...
That's not a good image.
Franz Ferdinand. Know you girls, but I did actually do two films back to back. That was hard.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.